District court, that's going to be one that most people are familiar with, because that's where all of your speeding violations, anything to do with traffic, DUI, etc., that's where you're going to be. So most of us have had at least one speeding ticket in our life, so we've seen a district court judge before and familiar with that process, and it's lesser consequences, generally smaller fines, and then up to 12 months in jail is the maximum for a district court jurisdiction. For circuit court, we essentially refer to that, or I do, as the big boy court. If you've made it into circuit court, you've got complications. So it's only going to be felony matters, and then generally lawsuits over $5,000. So it is a very serious thing that we do. It's also the court of general jurisdiction, which essentially means if someone has like a writ of habeas, they're trying to get somebody out of custody, something like that, the circuit court would be the place to file that. So if you're looking for some kind of answer to something and you're not sure where to go, then circuit court's where you would give it a try.